Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans own a business or are thinking about starting one. And we like to ask our panel every week a question about their business journey. So this week's question is, how do you overcome fear in your business? Gordon, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about how you overcome fear in your business.
I think you get used to challenges, which are still require effort and skill and time and preparation. If you're aware of that, then you're able to handle the challenges a little bit better. But in terms of fear, I don't think it's ever gone away from me.
I would second that too. I mean, that was very similar to my response. I once understood that Olympic athletes manifest the same fear as lesser athletes, but they just kind of stay with it and work through it better than other people. So I think no matter how far you get up the chain, there's always going to be some of that there. Matt, maybe you have a different view. What is your thought about fear and your business journey?
I agree with Gordon. I don't think I've ever shaken it myself. It changes, and based on the journey that I've had over the past 17 years in owning and operating Red Hawk, what I'm afraid of changes or maybe even manifests itself differently. But I think the secret for me has been to recognize it early and do what I can to prepare as best as I can. Reading, sharing the experiences with other entrepreneurs, participating actively in peer groups really helps to make decisions as to how to address whatever it is that's coming that has me most concerned. And there are a lot of common fears, but they tend to come and go.
So what are the types of things that you're fearing these days as opposed to when you first started?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been doing this a long time and I've recognized that continual investment in developing my own skills as a leader, as an experienced business professional, learning from other people's experiences as much as I can, helps me my journey, but we've had exponential growth over the last 3 years. And now I'm looking at other new challenges, including acquisitions. So we bought another company in October of last year. I was a little fearful about how that was going to go. That was a first-time experience. Now we think we might buy another company per year each year for the next 5 years. So what is that integration of those companies, of the people, the culture? How do we maintain culture? So I think that's part of the thing that I think about a lot. I don't know that I use the word fear anymore. I would describe it as more anxious, but that's something it's a little easier for me to embrace and overcome through study, reading, and again, through communicating a lot with other business owners.
One of my other entrepreneurial friends uses the term positive stress. So it's a good way to say, okay, I'm kind of jazzed about this and there's a little uncertainty there, but it's not like fear the world's going to end. It's more like, I'm really into this and I'm excited about what's coming next. I love that term.
I think also anxiety and excitement, it comes from the same root. So the body can get confused between the anxiety and excitement of the situation that's presenting itself.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're in a leadership role. I think Zoom's been great because you can hide behind the Zoom and nothing's going to happen. But when you actually have to stand on a stage and address your peer group, or influence your team or your organization, wherever it might be, then there's an expectation placed upon you, which can be both exciting and fearful at the same time. So I think that'd be a good example, but you are not going to die is the main thing.
Right. Excellent point. Karen?
Fear has actually been coming up quite a bit recently because I'm starting a new venture. And I'm deciding to have my launch date March 8th with my online women's recovery community. Yay. So I'm excited. But I've learned that I get into a fear mode if I think too far in the future. Then I get overwhelmed. So I'm in recovery, so I do it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I do just the next right thing. I focus on the day. What can I accomplish? And that way I don't get overwhelmed and I don't get like stalled in fear. So a little sniggle of fear is great. You know, that is exciting and everything. And it keeps me motivated. But for the most part, I have the tools that have moved me forward from fear. Always going to have it. Just learned how to deal with it.
Elizabeth, how do you handle fear in your business journey?
Really, I think for me, I do get afraid and anxious, but I think about the worst things that we've been through, could have possibly been through. Surgeries, 2008 financial crisis, issues with the law firm where things weren't going well. And it's like, well, so I just kind of think, well, look at all the things I've gotten through. So this can't be worse than some of that.
Yeah, I don't think I completely lose my fear or anxiety or excitement or positive stress, whatever you want to call it. But sometimes keeping it in perspective helps reduce it. The takeaway message, I guess, is, you know, do the best you can to live with what you've got and persevere. So
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.